Hey folks, how you doing? Welcome back to another episode of Life, Love and Entrepreneurship. My name's Deepak Shukla of deepakshukla.com, and today I had the chance to catch up with the lovely Irishman that is Stephen Summers of Marketplace Superheroes. Check it out.
Stephen, hello. Hey.
Hello, sir.
How you doing, buddy? How was your, we were just talking off air, how was your workout? You're looking mighty fine and red. I thought you had a suntan, dude.
My workout was wonderful, but I am extremely red. That's what happens when you have a red complexion. It just accelerates dramatically.
Oh, dude, that means that when you do get suntan, the sun must love you. Do you go a nice golden yellow, or do you?
No, I go a nice lobster red, unfortunately, Deepak. You wouldn't have that issue, thankfully, but I do.
I just stay kind of monochrome, if you like. I'm like cool, calm, and brown, whatever the weather.
And
I wanted to ask on that note, because you are Irish. Is that an Irish thing? Is that a Stephen thing? Because it is now going to relate to some of the other questions I want to ask.
So in terms of complexion?
Yeah, the lobster red.
Definitely. Yeah, no, I mean, there's a lot of Irish. We've got all different people over here. But generally speaking, yeah, I mean, I'm really white and really, really red. And most people are here. So, yeah, it's a problem. Hence why whenever we emigrated years ago, actually, just a terrible fact for you, but a lot of Irish people, when they emigrated, I think it was like cancer levels were really high, just got really depressing. Reason for that was our complexions are not built for warm climates. So okay. We would go to Australia, America, and all the rest, and we can't survive it. So I'm happy here for now. So there you go.
That was brilliant. I actually didn't know that at all. Yeah. I was like, okay, wow. Dude, where is here now? Where are you in Ireland at the moment, or are you somewhere
else? Yeah, I'm in Ireland at the moment. I travel to the States all the time, speak at events and all the rest. I mean, we're going to Denver next week. I'm just back from San Diego. So yeah, I mean, I'm always traveling, but Ireland is my base. I like Ireland. I used to think I wanted to live abroad, actually, funnily enough. I know you've done a lot of that. But as I've traveled, I've just sort of realized, like, Ireland is a pretty good deal. Like, Ireland and Northern Ireland, you know, they're good deals. So I'm happy enough here, really.
Dude, I get that. I'm back home also. I can't keep away from London as much as whilst I'm here. I'm like, the weather's crap. Everyone's stressed. But yeah, I keep gravitating back here. I'm like, here I am again. And the reason I wanted to ask about the island thing in general wasn't just the skin complexion stuff, but you're like, in the world of, let's say, the internet and people who make a living from online, I know we're going to talk a little bit about Marketplace Superheroes, you're the only fucking Irishman that I'm aware of. Now, is that a position that you and obviously your small circle of people that you work with hold, in terms of Irish people, quite singularly? Because I don't know any other Irish kind of internet marketers or
No, you're right. I mean, we don't have very many. We have another guy who's become very well known, a guy called Pat Davili. He's done a lot. Now, he's been speaking on stage with, like, Gary Vaynerchuk, and he was just over at Richard Branson there last week for a week, I think, in Necker Island. So he's doing really well, and he does kind of mindset and health stuff. But in general, like, Ireland is unfortunately very far behind when it comes to online marketing, even though we have tons of huge companies like Facebook, Google, Amazon. They all are located in Southern Ireland, the Republic of Ireland. But as a marketing nation, people don't know how to market online. I mean, even startups in Ireland, their marketing is laughable. I'm not trying to be nasty, like, but it's just they don't understand how to do it. So yeah, definitely as an internet marketer or whatever, an online marketer, I'm very much. There's not many of us, but there are a lot of people who do marketing in Ireland online.
Yeah.
But it's like very old fashioned. They don't know. Okay. They're not very modern.
Dude, you know? I wondered, and you've confirmed what was a suspicion of mine that Stephen Summers is a full on weirdo. And with that in mind, for the benefit of my audience, can you, like, in, let's just say, a minute? I'll give you a minute just to make it a bit more interesting. Can you basically describe why you're so much of a weirdo and how you kind of got into this world? Go.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Okay. Well, I'll speed it right up to the time when I was in my earlier 20s. I'm 28 now at the moment. And I was in a position where I was trying to make it in music. And you were trying to do the same thing, Deepak, and you're still at it. I'm not. But at the time, anyway, I was in this job working for the government. So boring, data processing. And, you know, I'd studied business in college, didn't finish college, got the 3 years and I was done. But I got a real passion for reading about business whilst in college. So I was in this situation where I was stuck in this job. The band ended. I was like, what do I do now? And so I researched for years now at this point. I was years doing this, maybe 2 or 3 years or more, trying to figure out how to make money on the internet, how to do it. Because I knew in Ireland, with a population of 4 million in the Republic, 2 million in the North, which is technically part of the UK, not exactly a great climate to be, you know, building a big business or whatever. So I knew a global audience made total sense, but I was like, how do I do it? So I got scammed, buying a lot of shitty products, trying to learn all this stuff, and just kept on reading and reading. And then eventually I got to the point where I, this is something I would definitely like to share with your audience. Yeah. This is a big learning point for me, was I found someone I could work with and learn from. This is my business partner to this day, Robert, who's based in Northern Ireland. So to cut a long story short, I worked for him for like 9 months for free, basically lifting boxes, a horrible shift, but learning how to grow an online business selling physical products originally. And so from there, I just started reading about copywriting and sales and on and on and on and on. And to this day, like, Deepak, I'm still obsessed. I mean, every single day, like this morning I was reading about, funny enough, startups and software, because we're actually launching a SaaS pretty soon for Amazon sellers.
Okay.
So every day I'm learning. So that's kind of like why I'm a weirdo, because I'm obsessed.
Oh, dude, you know, it's... you know, I've obviously known you perhaps a couple of years now. I remember first speaking to you. I think I was with Sharif in, I think it was in Lisbon actually at the time. This is a couple of years ago. And to see, you know, I mean, you it's not like that you were doing badly at the time in any way, but to see like how marketplace hit. I've actually got it going in the background here. To see how it's grown is pretty fucking incredible, dude. And what you're saying is very reminiscent of the famous Conor McGregor quote. I'm sure you've seen it now. I'm assuming you have, right? About this.
Yeah, I don't know it off by heart, but I know the gist of it. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask, in do you think that because, you know, there's lots of people out there that ask, well, how do you do it? And, you know, you're fundamentally describing, obviously there's strategies and there's ways to shortcut the learning, but how you've done it at root sounds like you were hungry.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. Like if you read I read books every day, and one of the books we all have read at some point lately is Think and Grow Rich, right? Okay. And then Think and Grow Rich, you know, some people don't like it, some do. So I don't really care. I like it. I think it's a good book. I think it's got a lot of good stuff in there. I think, unfortunately, a lot of people, they just sort of think, oh, it's about just wishing. And then if I just wish for something, I'll get it, which isn't the case.
Yeah.
It's all about execution. But the point is, one of the number one piece of information in that book is the idea of a burning desire to do something. And for me, it was always a burning desire to do my own business, because in college, like, I just felt like they're just making me into an employee here. There's nothing wrong with being an employee. We need employees. But I never wanted to be one. I wanted to have some sense of control over my destiny. And when I was working in that government job, you know, I had no control, and it was really depressing. And I remember asking the guy one day, you know, how do I actually rise up the ranks here? Because for a time I was like, shit, well, the band's over. Maybe I should rise up the ranks here. And he said, listen, someone's got to die, or you've got to just be promoted. But basically, someone's got to die. And that's a horrible thing to say, but unfortunately, in a lot of situations, especially in the public sector, that's the way it is. So for me, it's a burning desire to be able to control what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And really, yeah, take ownership of my life and make it what I want. Like you're big into this, right? I mean, freedom or whatever a lot of people talk about. You know, the reality of entrepreneurship is there is a lot of freedom, sure, but there's also a lot of responsibility. I don't want people to think like, oh, I just sit in a beach all day or whatever. Like, I'm sitting in Ireland. I have a shitload of things to do today.
Yeah.
I enjoy doing them, but it's hard work, you know?
I think that you've summarized it massively well, dude. I think that there's a lot of misnomers as to how easy people might think, or how much either easy or how much of it is a scam. One of those two. And as you said, from your experiences, and this is a question that I want to ask you as well, dude.
Mm-hmm.
How did you learn to differentiate between, kind of, you know, in the beginning when you were starting, let's say, from the con artists to the people who you could legit learn from, in a world where, for example, a lot of people get successful by teaching you how to make money.
Yeah, online. That's That's a, you know, so I might almost seem like a hypocrite in a way, like slagging those people off, because, you know, essentially, like it or not, you know, the businesses that we've built, they are built on teaching people how to make money, but they're more, I would say, more of a business advice. Like, we literally teach people how to build a real businesses, mm-hmm. not, you know, oh, well, I'm going to make money by teaching you how to make money, because that's bullshit. Like, you got to actually know how to make money. You have to have a proven business in place to be able to actually do that. And so obviously your Amazon business, you know, with those multi-millions a year, blah, 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 blah. But yeah, it's a good question, actually. I mean, at the start, I did get ripped off a lot because I was buying into this idea of what you just said. You know, I was buying products from guys who promised a lot of money and this and that. And I think what I think the core thing is to get away from following money and to just understand that really it's about helping people solve problems. And so buying products, I would say now, is more about, I understand I want to learn how to do a webinar, or I want to learn how to do Facebook advertising to drive leads into my business, let's just say. So okay. I'm going to go out and buy a product on that, as opposed to just a general how to make money thing. It's more about, for me now, it's about, I know what I need to learn. But whenever I started out, I got scammed for a long time. It took me time to figure out who's legit and who's not legit. And I think the biggest thing is, generally speaking, and this isn't a one-all sort of predictor, but oftentimes it's how much are you paying for something, you know, and what's the promise and how much you're paying. Okay. So I'm going to teach you how to build a $20 million per year business, and it's $19 or it's £20, you know. Okay. It's like, yeah, so that's not a really – why would someone teach you a $20 million thing for like 20 quid? So I found whenever I invested in higher level products that were more expensive, sure enough, it was painful to invest. But then I learned over time, well, shit, like the more I invest, the more I learn, the more I actually earn. So I think that's one thing. How much is the price of the thing? What are they promising? And also remember, like, there's a lot of rules out there now, legal rules from FTC in America and places like that. Yep. You can't fake screenshots and get away with it for too long because it's illegal, right? You can't do it. You can't fake testimonials. So those guys that are scammers, you know, they'll go eventually, and they're always selling stuff on the cheap. They're never selling something expensive. But a quick tip is always buy your stuff on a credit card, because you can always charge it back if it is a scam. That's, you know, something to keep in mind.
Oh, I like that last tip especially. I think it's a really important one. And you know what's quite incredible, because you're saying you're 28 and I was like, fuck, I'm 29. I'm older than this dude, and it sounds like you've experienced a lot. You've made your share of mistakes, which is quite kind of heartening to hear, as obviously your successes. And going back to marketplace superheroes like Amazon, let's say Amazon software products or products or courses. I mean, they're from you know, just kind of surfing the internet. There's fucking loads of them out there, but you guys seem to have done incredibly well. I'm sure you're asked this question all the time, but I'm curious mm-hmm. now. Why have you guys done so much better than a lot of the other Amazon and courses that are out there?
Sure. Well, I think the reality behind it is that, you know, someone might have made $5,000, and they say made in America, but it's just bullshit. It's how much profit have you actually made is my question, which they never tell you for a start. So it's very easy to outsell people like that, because, you know, they don't actually have much experience. They don't actually understand how to build a business. They maybe understand how to make a sales on a platform. There's a very big difference between making sales and making profit and then building a business that routinely makes both sales and profits. So we were able to demonstrate very clearly. We've been doing this for years. You know, my business partner, Robert, he's been selling online since about 1996. Wow. He was selling pre-Amazon, pre-eBay, you know, he's selling on websites. And even at times when things like, you know, Magento and all these off-the-shelf website packages weren't available, there was no Shopify back then either. So we've been doing it a long time. That's one. I think secondly, like, we actually, we're good marketers. Like, we understand the problems that our audience are facing. Whereas most people, they just say, here's how to make $100,000 a year on Amazon, which is $100,000 in revenue, which actually, if you look at it, if they were making, you know, 5-10% profit, they're only making $5,000 or $10,000 a year, even on $100,000 sales, which isn't very attractive to anybody. So I think it's a mixture of experience. It's a mixture of proving our results. It's a mixture of understanding our customers and creating not just one solution. Like, we've got a few products now in the catalog of Marketplace Superheroes, and we're actually becoming more of almost like a publishing platform for authors who are boutique experts, as I would call them, people who've demonstrated it time and time again. Yeah, that's where we're going in the future. You know, we want to bring more people on, like, because I don't understand everything. I understand most things to do it online, but like things like, I mean, to give you a bad example, something like SEO, for instance. You know, I know a lot about SEO, but I have people who understand it at a way higher level. So we want to bring those people in and share that knowledge with our audience and help them get better results again. So you know, it's about building a business. Yep. And a Marketplace Superheroes, what is a business? Well, it's something that brings in predictable, repeatable revenue with multiple solutions for an audience, not just one, you know, $20 product. Because if you sell something like that on Udemy or whatever, how to make money on Amazon, you know, where do you go from there? Like, you don't have a business. You have a scheme, as a friend of mine, Alex Becker, would say. It's just a scheme. It's not a business. So a business is something that is, it's what we do. It's not what these guys do.
It's what we do. It's not what these guys do. Oh, dude, I really like that. Do you, okay, so, I mean, a lot of my audience are really curious about kind of, you know, the lifestyle, and you mentioned that there's lots of trips to the States, and you know, for example, one of the things, and I want to put the same question that some people ask to Gary Vaynerchuk, kind of to you, they're like, well, you know, it sounds like you work really fucking hard, so is it any different from having a regular job in terms of the hours you're putting in, and are you really living the dream, or are you just working fucking really hard for just something that you love? Yeah. And what's your whole take on that? You know, the whole idea of sipping margaritas on an island versus the reality of what actual building any business, regardless of what it is.
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, the reality is that, yes, it's certainly hard work. You know, there are days I work way more hours than somebody who works in a job, because with a job, you can work and you can leave the information there, you go home, you do whatever you want for the evening, and you come back the next day and you start again. Now, I know certain jobs, you got to bring your work home and all, but generally speaking, that's the concept. I think you got to understand, and this is something only recently I've really understood, is the difference between a cash flow business and a valuation business. So like, a cash flow business is something like the average internet marketer out there, and I mean, that was me not so long ago, where, you know, you're making a certain amount of money per month. Next month, maybe it's not so good. Next month, it's really good. But overall, what you're doing is you're generating a lot of cash.
Okay.
But if you generate a lot of cash, sure, you can make good money per year, but you're always going to be working on a treadmill over and over and over and over again, because you're just bringing in money.
Yeah.
A difference is, with a valuation business, what we're doing is we're building a business that has actual value. Because the only way you'll become really wealthy as an entrepreneur, I mean wealthy now, is whenever you can actually sell your business, generally. Now, of course, yeah, you can, like Gary Vaynerchuk, you look at guys like that. You know, he isn't making as much money as you might think from his business. What he's doing is he's building VaynerMedia now for a valuation. Right? Okay. That's a big company. It's got a lot of staff. They're sort of owning the space of social media services for companies. And so over time, don't be surprised if you see VaynerMedia sell for, you know, $200 or $300 million, at which point Gary Vaynerchuk will be a multi-millionaire. And he's already a very wealthy guy.
Yeah.
So for me, it's about, right, if I'm going to build a business, if I'm going to invest my life into something, maybe I never sell it, but at least it is building valuation all the time. So it's actually an asset that I own that can be sold. And so that's the difference between a cash flow and a valuation business. And most people, when they start out, you will always start with a cash flow business. That's completely fine. But over time, to really, I believe, get into the position where you can become very wealthy and not have to work anymore, that's where a valuation business comes in.
Oh, wow. Okay, folks, I was spellbound because I learned something there, and you also. And it's a really incredible insight, dude. I'd love to ask you more, but I've come to the 20 minutes that I do for my interviews. Steven Summers of Marketplace Superheroes. Dude, it's been really cool talking to you. Lively as always. And just thank you, dude.
Sure. Well, I've had a great time, and anybody wants any help or whatever, just reach out. They can find me on marketplacesuperheroes.com.
Perfect. And I'll be sharing his links with my audience as well. So thanks, Stephen.
All right, man.